Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My next guest is going to be in town this Thursday. She'll be on stage in conversation as part of the Executive Clubs of Chicago's Luncheon Series. This one is called In Charge with Diane von Furstenberg. Von Furstenberg is one of the icons of the fashion industry. Her brand DVF, one of the biggest in the world. She's credited with creating the wrap dress back in the mid-70s, which is a staple in almost every woman's closet. And she continues to work as a philanthropist, just recently raising money for a Statue of Liberty Museum. The lunch conversation will focus on women's leadership. Diane von Furstenberg joining me now on Extension 720. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, this is a conversation about women's leadership. Why have this conversation? What is it about this topic that enthralls you, that brings you to Chicago?
Well, you know, I have always been a woman's advocate ever since the 70s. So, and I guess that now it's a topic that's much more around the table. And so, but for me, I've always, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't quite know what I wanted to do, but I knew that I wanted to be the kind of woman I wanted to be. And I basically wanted to be a woman in charge. And I became a woman in charge because I designed a little dress. And that little dress became a stapler, and it was a symbol of women's liberation, and it became extremely popular. And at the age of 25, 26, 27, it made me, you know, totally a woman in charge. And it was very interesting because the more confident that I became because of the success of that dress, the more I would go around and sell the dress, and therefore I wasn't really only selling the dress. I was always selling confidence. And when people ask me, who do you dress, you know, who is the woman that you dress for? I always said the woman in charge. And the woman in charge has always been part of the signature of my brand. But then I realized, you know, sometimes if you talk about being in charge, it can seem aggressive. So this summer, I thought about it, and I wrote a manifesto. And the first thing is that to be in charge is first and foremost a commitment to yourself. It's really owning who you are. It's if you, you know, you own your imperfection, they become your asset. If you own your vulnerability, it becomes your strength. So it's really about the relationship you have with yourself. And the relationship you have with yourself is the most important one. Because once you have that, any other relationship is a plus and not a must. And it's also, you can also call it the character. Because your character is the only thing that you have complete 100% control of. You could lose your health, you could lose your wealth, you could lose your beauty, you can even lose your freedom, but you never lose your character,
that's great.
Even under torture. And so the relationship with yourself, owning who you are, your character, all of that is the little shelter, the house that we have inside us that is really the only core for our strength.
Yeah, that's great to say. You know, the thing about your story, too, and beyond the dress, and to be such an icon in the fashion industry, an industry that really, you know, sells a lot of their product to women, it's surprising sometimes to look at those numbers and say there's not a lot of women who are running fashion companies. You are one of the exceptions, of course. So when you think about that, you think about a male-dominated world of fashion, how do you find yourself involved in fashion or standing
out? Well, I mean, of all industries, the fashion is probably the one that is least dominated by men because they need the women. I mean, the women are a big position. But it's, you know, what is a little bit more terrifying is the artificial intelligence and, you know, the tech industry and that we need more women at the table and we need more women to make sure that we put the feminine ethos into the machine.
The wrap dress, and it's so interesting to hear you say you weren't selling a dress, you were selling confidence. And to think about it now in 2019, where, as I said, it feels like every woman has a wrap dress in her closet. It's part of the repertoire. Do you think about the legacy of what you created in the mid-70s and how it has manifested itself 40 years later?
Yes, and it's pretty amazing. You know, at the time that everybody talks about sustainability and things like that. It's very interesting because my dress, one dress, for example, not just the same, but that one that I did 45 years ago has already had three lives. She is in vintage shops. The minute somebody, women keep them in their closet, and then when they go, they die, you know, it goes into vintage shops, and then it's another generation and another generation. So, yes, this dress is somewhat magical. And, you know, I tease people and I said, you know, I mean, I made the dress, but the dress really made me.
Why do you say that? How did the dress made you?
Well, yes, because it gave me my confidence. It gave me my, it made me financially independent. It gave me a voice. And, you know, once you have, you know, you're successful and you have a voice, it's very valuable because you could use that voice in order to make other women be the women they want to be.
Diane von Furstenberg is my guest tonight. She's going to be in conversation on stage as part of the Executive Clubs of Chicago luncheon series on Thursday. It's called In Charge with Diane von Furstenberg. We'll take a quick break. Come back with Diane here on Extension 720. Stay with us. Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. On the line with me, Diane von Furstenberg. She, of course, the fashion icon, DVF, her brand. She's going to be on stage in conversation this Thursday as part of the Executive Clubs of Chicago's luncheon series. It's called In Charge with Diane von Furstenberg. You know, to talk to you, to talk about the fashion industry, I have to ask you about, you know, we saw here in Chicago, Barney's closed, of course, and Zac Posen is wrapping up his brand. And there seems to be more and more of these stories where fashion icons and the fashion industry seems to be taking a hit. Do you sense that from New York, that there have been better days for the fashion industry?
Yeah. Of course. Listen, first of all, we live in a world that all industries are taking a hit because everything is so different and changing so much. Us as brands, you know, we used to depend on two industries, the publishing industry and the retail industry, and both of them have been fragilized, you know. So, of course, and of course now, you know, it's all about direct to the consumer. So if you have a big company, it's not easy to transform yourself and to turn the shift and be in today's, you know, tsunami kind of a period. And it is definitely happening. Also, women, you know, we have made so much of everything in every color and every price in every way. So there is, you know, a saturation. So I think that that's why you have to make sure that the product you make is an intelligent product. It's a quality product. And, you know, what I say to my designers always, DBF is should be and must be the friend in your closet. Mm. It's not something that you just buy and never wear or throw it away, but it's a friend in the closet. It's a companion to your life, and it's helping you to be the woman you want to be.
Yeah, you and you have always, I feel like you've always been at the forefront of that, whether when it comes to ready-to-wear and also being in a position where the price point is actually affordable for people. How important is that right now in 2019 to design ready-to-wear, to design the things that people can buy that are cheaper?
It's very important. It's always been important that you have the value. But rather than the price, I think it's about the value. Because it's also a moment where, you know, the high street and the very cheap merchants are getting hit. Because people don't want things that will just, you know, that will just be thrown away. So it's a very complicated moment, and it's full of nuances. And then also, fashion is called fashion because it goes in fashion and out of fashion,
right?
Fashion is not just about the clothes. Fashion is also the things people eat, the music they listen to, the books they read. So it really is the zeitgeist of the time. It's the pulse of the time. That is what, you know, has been quite remarkable, that somehow that little dress has transcended so many decades.
You know, for DVF and the brand and for you, how do you stay ahead of that? How do you become a purveyor of the zeitgeist?
You know, I don't think the zeitgeist is necessary. It's not a marketing thing. Thank God not everything is marketing,
right.
You know. And what I'm so thankful of is that I've always been very authentic, I should say very honest, And I've always said the same thing. I believe that you could be a feminist and look feminine, you know. And I've said that for 45 years. And so now all of a sudden it's very fashionable to be feminist. Well, guess what? I've been there. So that, again, goes back to what I said about what it means to be in charge. If you are true to yourself and if you're authentic and if you own who you are, then you're always in a better shape than if you just make it up.
The application of being in charge and taking your experiences from the fashion industry, do they transcend or do they translate to other industries? I mean, you mentioned the tech and other places. When you're talking to women who to get into leadership, it doesn't matter it's fashion. It's really more about everything else.
Yes. Listen, 2020 will be the anniversary that women can vote in this country. So it's a milestone and it's an important date. And so it's very important. We've made a lot of noise. There's been Me Too and Time's Up and this and that. And yes, sometimes, you know, there's collateral damage and sometimes people say whatever. But I think that we cannot let go this moment. And women need a seat at the table. And I am all for that. And that is my legacy. And that is, you know, what I was put here to do is give women confidence and make them believe in themselves and make them succeed.
Before I let you go, your philanthropy work with the Statue of Liberty, the HBO documentary, and of course, the Statue of Liberty Museum, what makes you passionate about the Statue of Liberty?
The Statue of Liberty, they wanted me to go on the board and for years and years, and I wasn't interested. And then I started to read about her and read the story, and I got quite fascinated by it. And I also saw that the people who had been involved in the making of the Statue of Liberty were people that I admired, you know. So I decided to take that, to go on the board. And my only condition is that they would give me the title of Godmother of the Statue of Liberty.
You're the Godmother of the Statue of Liberty.
That's right. And with that title, I did raise $100 million to build the museum, which opened in May. We created an app with Apple. It's a free app that you can go and get on your phone. It will tell you the story of the Statue of Liberty. We did a book with the publisher Rizzoli, a very nice and informative book. And last week we came out with a documentary on HBO, Liberty, Mother of Exile.
It's amazing. The Godmother of the Statue of Liberty. I got to say,
that's pretty good. Huh?
It's really good. Diane von Furstenberg, one of the icons of the fashion industry. She is going to be on stage in conversation as part of the Executive Clubs of Chicago's luncheon series this Thursday. It's called In Charge with Diane von Furstenberg. Diane, thank you so much for taking some time out. It's just a pleasure to talk with you and to learn about your life.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.